Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and we are absolutely glad in it. Hallelujah. It is our prayer. The Bible says to men ought always to pray. And James went on to say we ought to pray without ceasing. So we are here every Tuesday night interceding, being prayer warriors for the God that we serve. He said, if my people who are called by my name, if we, his children, would humble ourselves, and if we would pray, we would see healing in our land. And God knows there's so much going on with so many people that we, thank God, encounter the privilege that he gives us the opportunity to pray. The prayers of the righteous does avail as much, and that's why we pray. We may not sometimes see the manifestation of the fruit of our prayers and our labor and our sacrifice. But trust me, those of you who call in, those of you who look this way for prayer, God is honoring our prayers. Hallelujah. And we thank God for you. This is Pastor Anthony Simmons along with my wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and the New Creation Church family. People are calling in. And it's just a wonderful hour that we have these Tuesday nights. Before we pray tonight, the Lord is leading me and my spirit to just look at the life of Hannah for a moment. I just want to read a few verses, and then we're going to go into our prayer. But in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 17, listen to what the Bible says. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And she said, let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. And they rose up in the morning early and worshipped before the Lord and returned and came to their house, to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about, after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son, and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. Powerful few verses. I just want to talk about that for a minute before we go into prayer, because I believe God is going to do some things tonight from that text. Elkanah, the father of Samuel, had two wives, Peninnah and Hannah. And the Bible says in that 7th and 8th verse that the Lord shut up Hannah's womb. She could not have a baby. She could not have a child. And she went to Eli the priest, where Hophni and Phinehas was, and she prayed. She said, I'm praying out of the abundance of the complaint of my grief. She said, I'm a woman who is sorrowful of spirit. And Eli, in that 17th verse, said, God is going to favor you. May God peace be with you. And the Bible says she ate. Her countenance was no longer there of being sad. And the Bible says the Lord answered her prayers. And I want you to know tonight that God will honor our prayers tonight as well. The first thing God showed me even tonight that Hannah's womb was shut up by God. And I believe tonight as we pray that God is going to open up a door for somebody. I believe that God is going to unleash and unlock something that's been locked up in our lives. I believe that breakthrough is going to happen as we pray and looking at the example of Hannah. It says that her womb was shut up. She could not have a baby. She was barren. But God honored her prayer, and God blessed her as she came together with her husband, and God gave her the petitions of her heart, just wanting a child. And many of us, as we go through life, some things seem like it's been locked up for a long time. But as we pray tonight, please believe and trust God that he's going to open some things up tonight. Secondly, something's going to be birthed out of us tonight. As we pray, that there's been the enemy trying to lock up some stuff in our spirits, lock up some things in our mindset, limit us, put boundaries on us, put boundaries and yokes and bondages on his, on God's children. And I believe tonight as we pray that God is going to birth something, we're going to conceive something, we're going to do ministry differently, we're going to pray differently, we're going to go forward and move by faith differently. Something's going to birth. Somebody's going to remove the fear. Somebody's going to walk more boldly and more courageous in the things of God. And finally, we see that Samuel was a powerful man that God used to advance his kingdom. Not only was he a priest, not only was he a judge, but he was also a prophet. And God birthed something mighty through the womb of Hannah. And as we pray tonight and God opens doors and opens prisons for us, as we pray tonight and something is being birthed out of us, as we pray tonight, I believe that we are going to do something mighty for the kingdom and advancement of God's work in the earth realm, just as Hannah did by birthing Samuel. So when we pray tonight, let's come on one accord and believe God. Pastor Rebecca and I, myself, we get praise reports, we get testimonies, we get over so many archives being pulled up on these Tuesday night prayers because people are being ministered to and people are being touched and people are being healed, delivered, and set free by what we're doing during this hour on our Tuesday nights. So know that when you call in, know that when you pray, know that when you're being part of what's going on right now, that God is honoring us. Amen? And I believe that God is going to do what he did for Hannah through our lives tonight. So as I open in prayer, we're just going to go forward and believe God because we believe in the power of prayer and the prayer of faith. Heavenly Father, in your Son Jesus' name, this is your day. You have made it. Your word says we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Now, Father God, I thank you for every caller. I thank you for every family represented on this phone line. I thank you even for our Bible examples through the life of Hannah and Elkanah. Lord, I thank you that you are releasing some things tonight. I thank you that the yoke that's been around us for so long. I thank you for the stumbling block that's been in our way for so long. I thank you for the famines and the deserts and the wilderness experiences that we've been walking through for so long, that as we come out of this valley moment, that you are going to do a work that we've never witnessed before. Our eyes have not seen, our ears have not heard, nor has it entered into our hearts what you're going to do for those who love you. So, Lord, we pray right now, and we believe by faith, because we're praying in the name of Jesus, that those looking this way for prayer are healed today. Lord, we pray right now, even for Martinez, I can't think of his daughter, Natalie Martinez. We lift her up to you right now in the name of Jesus. I got a call from her father that they're in the need of prayer. So, Lord, I pray right now for Martina and George Martinez as that family has called for prayer. We're praying right now in the name of Jesus that, Lord, you do a miracle in that situation. We pray right now, everyone looking this way for prayer, every disease being healed, every sickness being cured, every way being made out of no way. Lord, you said in your word, with man it might be impossible, but with God all things are possible. And that's why we are praying, because we've seen the effect of prayers on our own individual lives. I'm so glad that somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind, took the time and prayed for me. So we are collectively interceding for our families. We are praying for our children, Lord, that you will minister to them. We are praying, Lord, that you will cover them in the name of Jesus. We are praying for our offspring tonight. We are praying, Lord, for our posterity tonight. We are praying for this next generation, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we're not believing the negative report. We're not looking at the statistics in the name of Jesus that so many are throwing our way. We are, Lord, looking right now to the hills which cometh our help. Our help does come from the Lord, which maketh heaven and earth. Lord, so many are going through financially, but the cattle on a thousand hills belong to you. The silver is mine. The gold is mine. So, Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus that you are our resource. You are our only source in the name of Jesus. Your word says you shall supply all of our needs according to your riches in Christ Jesus. Your word says that we shall not be in want. Hallelujah. Your word says all things will be added unto us if we seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Your word says all sufficiency and all things shall be ours if we believe you. Your word says that you became poor, that we might be made rich in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for breakthrough. Those who are looking this way for a financial miracle, those who are falling behind in their rent, falling behind in their car payments, falling behind, being overwhelmed with bills. Right now, we're praying for debt cancellation. Hallelujah. I feel your Holy Ghost. We're praying, Lord, for increase in job opportunities. We're praying, Lord, those looking to secure driver's licenses, those need contracts finalized, those who are wanting to start and launch businesses in the name of Jesus, those who need promotion and raises on their jobs, Lord, make a way out of no way. I know that the world is saying we're in a recession, but the children of God are never in a recession. In the name of Jesus, the wealth of the wicked have been laid up for the righteous. So we thank you right now that our needs are met. We thank you right now for the roof over our heads. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus for the bed that we slept in last night. We thank you for shelter. We thank you for being in our right minds. All the heck and all the hell that we've been through, we thank you for keeping us in our right minds. As Eli told Hannah, go in peace. We pray tonight for more peace. We pray tonight for more comfort. We pray tonight for more solace in the name of Jesus. Lord, comfort your people tonight. So many are troubled and persecuted on every side, but no weapon formed against your people will be able to prosper. You said the enemy will come at us one way, but he will flee seven different ways. You said in your word that no weapon formed against your people will be able to prosper in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, according to Deuteronomy 28, that we are the blessed and highly favored of the Lord. We are the head and not the tail. We are the lender and not the borrower. We are the first and not the last. We are above and not beneath in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we believe you from Genesis to Revelation that you are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the first and you are the last. You said in your word that you determined, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You said in your word that you determined the end at the beginning. Hallelujah. Hear God, church. We're praying tonight because God has already given you the victory. God has already made you successful. God has already given you the battle in the name of Jesus. The battle that you're facing today, that battle is not yours, but it belongs to God. The warfare that you're in today, you might be sick in your body. You might be scheduled to have a procedure done. You may, in the name of Jesus, might be going to eviction court. You may be going to court on behalf of your children. You may be going to the hospital to visit a loved one. But in the name of Jesus, as we pray tonight, know that you got the victory in Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you have the victory. In the name of Jesus, all things are well. In the name of Jesus, your sick loved ones will be healed. In the name of Jesus, he's going to turn that marriage around. In the name of Jesus, your prodigal children that have seemed to have fallen away from the things of God will come home and repent. Oh, I feel your Holy Ghost. So, Lord, have your way. Have your way. Have your way. In the name of Jesus. Lord, some families are going through. They feel as though their families are falling apart. But that devil is a liar. In the name of Jesus, I pray for every home represented on this line. I pray for peace in every house. I pray that you make a way out of no way for us to pay our mortgages, for us to pay our car notes, for us to pay medical bills. In the name of Jesus, our young people that want a college degree, our young people that need more college credits, our young people that are trying to complete a higher education, those who are trying to secure credentials, who need money for education. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you make a way out of no way. Allow the underwriter to approve the mortgage. Allow the underwriter and the loan officer to approve the loan. Allow, Lord, in the name of Jesus, the bill collector to give them the grace period that they need. Allow, in the name of Jesus, Lord, every collection agency to grant grace in this season. Oh, I feel your Holy Ghost. I feel your Holy Ghost. I feel your Holy Ghost. Debt cancellation in the name of Jesus. Lord, you told us not to worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow have enough worries of its own. So, Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus that the people on this line and those who will pull up the archives will be able to sleep well tonight. We're going to have a sweet slumber tonight. We're not going to worry about tomorrow. But today is Tuesday. You said today is sufficient. We got enough problems today. So we pray for our president during this election year. We're praying for the independents. We're praying for the Democratic Party. We're praying for the Republican Party. We're praying for every political figure in the name of Jesus at the mayor level, at the government level, in the name of Jesus, every lobbyist, Lord, every local official in the name of Jesus. Lord, have your way with the assemblymen, with the congressmen, with the senators, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have your way with our government, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for the superintendents of schools. We thank you for the dean of the schools. We thank you for the police chief and the head of officials. In the name of Jesus, we pray for clergy tonight. We pray for pastors tonight. We pray for the fivefold ministry tonight. We pray for laymen tonight. We pray for every congregation tonight, every sheep, every saint, hallelujah, every believer in the name of Jesus. Lord, we say have your way, have your way, have your way, have your way in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Lord, as my wife comes and those on the phone line, Lord, as you minister to us, as we intercede,
yes, God,
as we stand in the gap, Lord,
hallelujah,
we pray for so many looking this way for prayer.
Thank you.
So, Lord, continue to honor our prayers as Pastor Rebecca ministers through prayer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. You are worthy to be praised. There's none like you, Lord, and we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we come seeking your face, O God, on today, Lord. We thank you. We ask you, Father God, to let your glory fill this place,
yes,
in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you, O God. We worship you. You are worthy. O God, you are worthy to be praised. There is none like you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for the prayer that has already gone forth, O God. We thank you, Lord, that you are answering our prayers as we pray according to your will. Lord, I thank you for each and every person, Father God, assembled here on this prayer line, even in this sanctuary on tonight, God, as we have gathered in the sanctuary on one accord, Lord, let us have an upper room experience. Lord, I thank you for going to each and every home. I thank you for going to each and every home that's represented here on tonight, God. Oh, those in Florida, those in New Jersey, oh, God, those in North Carolina, oh, God, those in Virginia, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, for going to every single home, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch each and every individual. We anoint their homes, oh, God, from the top to the bottom, oh, God. Hallelujah. Every room from the front door to the back door, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that no demon on assignment can dwell in these homes, oh, God. Hallelujah. We send a special blessing to each and every household, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for every need being met. We thank you, Lord, for divine provision.
Yes.
We thank you for divine protection, oh God. We thank you for your hand moving, oh God, in the middle of each and every troubled circumstance, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for your healing power, God. We thank you, Lord, that we walk by faith and not by sight. Oh God, we walk by faith and not by sight. Oh Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah. We have been, oh young, we have been young, oh God, but now we are old, oh God, and we have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread, oh God. Lord, we won't doubt you during this season in our lives. You have brought us too far, oh God, and we have come this far by faith, oh God. So, Lord, we're not going to quit. We're not going to look at the wind or the waves, oh God. We're going to continue to press forward, oh God, believing in your word, oh God, knowing that you are faithful, oh God. You are not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you would repent and change your mind about what you have said about us. We thank you, Lord, that we are the top and not the bottom, that we are the head and not the tail, that we are above and never beneath, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that we are prospering and being in good health, even as our souls prosper. We thank you, Lord, for divine healing right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch. Touch, God. Touch. Touch everybody, oh God, on this in this sanctuary, oh God. Oh God. Touch each and every person, oh God, that's suffering in their bodies, oh God. We thank you for divine healing. Even as you heal by Peter's shadow. Even as you heal by Peter's shadow. Even as you healed, oh God, by the laying on of hands. Even as you healed, oh God, as Jesus walked through the marketplace and the woman said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole, even as you continually heal us, oh God, by your presence. We just thank you for divine healing on tonight, God. We thank you for divine manifestation of supernatural healing right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you. Lay your hands on them, God. Lay your hands on the sick tonight, oh God. I lay hands on every person that's sick in body on tonight, huh? In the name of Jesus. Lord, whenever they are entering into this sanctuary, even to listen to this prayer, I lay hands on the sick, and I declare by the blood of Jesus that you are healed. Yes. By the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. And in the name of Jesus, you are healed. Oh, God, we just thank you. Hallelujah. That we are wonderfully and fearfully made, oh, God. I pray, Father God, for each and every, oh, God, child represented by these households, oh, God. Lord, for the children, for the grandchildren, oh, God. Lord, snatch them out of the pit of hell, oh God, snatch them out of gangs and snatch them out of drugs and snatch them out of sexual lifestyles that are not pleasing to you on tonight or today, oh God. Snatch our children up, oh God. Lord, protect our children. You said great is the peace of our children, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you for protecting our children on tonight, God. The children of New Creation Christian Ministries, the children of Mother Mae Thomas, and the grandchildren of Mother Mae Thomas. We break the stronghold of addiction right now, oh God. In the name of Jesus, they're trying to run rampant in our families, oh God. For every person that has a family member, oh, even struggling now, with drugs or alcohol, we break that yoke off right now in the name of Jesus. As my voice comes through your ear gates, as this prayer comes through your home, as this prayer comes into the atmosphere where you are, right now we break off the yoke of addiction right now in the name of Jesus. And we declare you are free. We declare that you are loose. In the name of Jesus, we break off anger. We break off unforgiveness. We break off heartache. We break it off. We break it off. We come against every yoke right now that's trying to destroy God's people. We break off fear right now in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against you can prosper. No weapon formed against you. No weapon formed against you can prosper. Hallelujah. You are more than a conqueror. Through Christ Jesus, you are healed, you are delivered, you are set free, you are anointed, you are appointed, you are a child of the Most High God, you are blessed, you are favored, you are highly favored of the Lord. Great is the peace of your children, great is the peace of your grandchildren. I pull them out right now in the name of Jesus. We intercede for the children right now. We pull them out, we pull them out, we pull them out. of the enemy's camp. We pull them out of bondage, mental bondage. We pull them out of mental demonic oppression.
Yes.
We pull them out of lack. We pull them out of anything that's not conducive to the lifestyle that you have for our children, oh God. We declare that our children are blessed, that our children are highly favored, that our children are royalty, that our children are kingdom and our grandchildren. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we touch and agree. You said with two or more gathered in your name, you will be in our midst. So even as we are more than two, God, gathered in this sanctuary, we thank you for touching. Touch, 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 touch. We break off the yoke of depression. We break it off right now, that yoke of discouragement. We break off any hindrances to your joy. I give you a robe, a garment of joy, a garment of praise. Right now, beauty for ashes. Right now, in the name of Jesus, declaring that every need is met. I declare, we declare. By the power appointed to us from God in heaven, Jesus Christ, his Son, and the blessed Holy Ghost, we declare that every need is met according to his word. By his glorious riches in Christ Jesus, that God will open up opportunities for jobs. We cover Mike and Renee, and we cover Evangelist Finney, and we cover, hallelujah, Sister Tina Lane, Sister Ricks, oh God, hallelujah, all who are looking for employment on tonight, all who are looking for doors of opportunity to swing open, we declare that the doors are swinging open right now. In the name of Jesus, the doors are opening, the doors of opportunity. Opportunity are opening. The application is going to the top of the pile. Increase is coming to the homes of the people who are assembled in this sanctuary. God is sending money to meet every need. There are angels being dispatched right now in the name of Jesus to go and whisper into present employers' ears, to go and whisper into benefactors' ears, to tell them to hire this person for the job, hire that person. God, write the check. Write the check. Cancel the debt. Oh, my gosh, supernatural debt cancellation. My bills coming in with zero balances. In the name of Jesus, buildings being given to the church. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you. That's it. We thank you, Lord, for the buildings that are going to be given, that are going to be granted, handed over to New Creation Christian Ministries. We thank you for the edifices. We thank you for the school. We thank you for the daycare center. We thank you for the training resource center. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for every dream on this line being fulfilled, every person in this sanctuary stepping out in faith. Stepping out in faith, believing God for healing, believing God for provision, believing God for joy, believing God for yokes being broken, believing God for their marriages. Speak over every marriage tonight. Every marriage. I plead the blood of Jesus over every marriage right now. I come against that spirit of divorce that's trying to be so prevalent in our church. I bind up the devil right now, his hand, and every demonic attack, every demon on assignment. I bind them up right now in the name of Jesus. We send them back to the pit of hell. We take away his power. As a matter of fact, Jesus already took away the power of the devil. Devil, you have no power in the name of Jesus. We loose the power of the Holy Ghost over this line. Lord, we love you tonight. We love you today. We bless your name today. We worship your name today. Hallelujah. Have your way. Bless Prophetess Angie Singletary as she brings forth the word on tonight. We come against every hindering spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless her. Bless, 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 bless. Mother May Thomas in Florida, oh God. Oh, God, we thank you for touching her body, God. We thank you, Lord, for touching her mind. We thank you, Lord, for leading her to her church home, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for divine attachment even to her church here in New Jersey, God, that she's still a mother in this church, oh, God. Oh, God, ha, huh? My mama, of course, said, touch her, God. Give her fresh power. My God, increase her praise, oh, God. Oh, God, light the fire. My mama, of course, said, stir it up the gifts, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we just thank you, Lord. Our mama, of course, and for Evangelist Elizabeth Page, oh, God. Oh, God, thank you for your power, even going in throughout this virtual sanctuary, oh, God, for touching her, God. Meet her where she is. We thank you for meeting her right where she is, Lord. We pray for April. We pray for Carmen. We pray for Bella, oh, God, little Bella, oh, God. Thank you for healing Bella, oh, God. Thank you for your hand on her life. Thank you for binding up the devil, oh, God, even now, oh, God. Off of those children, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Father, we lift up Sister Tina's friend, oh God, whose son was home from college and got shot down, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we ask that you bless his family, that you keep his family, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch his mother's heart on today, God. Lord, touch her grieving heart on today. We lift up Kelly Spears to you on today, God. Touch her heart, God. Oh, God, encourage her heart on today. Lord, we lift her up, God, that you will, Father God, oh, God, comfort her. Oh, during this time, oh, God, such a senseless crime, oh, God. Lord, we bind up the hand of the assassinator, huh? We bind up the hand of the assassinator in our neighborhoods, oh, God. Even in Newark, Elizabeth, oh, God, Sanford, oh, God, every surrounding town, Irvington, oh, God, anywhere where crime is trying to be prevalent in the streets. Lord, we send out your word to the streets of these United States of America, and we bind up the hand of the assassinator right now in the name of Jesus, the spirit of Herod. We bind that spirit up that's killing our boys, that's trying to kill our sons. Lord, we plead the blood over our boys right now in the name of Jesus. And even as I give this prayer back to my husband, Lord, I say, have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Touch, touch, touch across New Jersey for those who are assembled from New Jersey. Touch, God. Oh, deliver, heal, set free, oh, God. Touch Apostle Vonsett Luster down in North Carolina, God. Encourage the apostle of God. Empower her, God, with more power from on high. Encourage her heart, even during this season, oh, God. And, Lord, we continually give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, even as we pray for increase in New Creation Christian Ministries of your glory. We want your glory, God. We need your glory right here in this sanctuary. Release your glory, God. Release your glory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Release your glory. In the name of Jesus. Have your way. Touch Jackie and Derek Bowie today, even as they celebrate their wedding anniversary. We thank you, Lord, for keeping them these 7 years of marital bliss, oh, God. Continue to walk with them and keep them, oh, God. In Jesus' name, as we continue this prayer, we thank you for your Holy Ghost, oh, God, which is present in our midst. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
At this time, we got about 27 more minutes. We are going to take any specific prayer requests at this time, and also we are going to ask if there's any new creation Christian Ministries.
Yeah.
Anyone?
Have a
just
prayer
press
request.
One. Yes,
yeah.
I'm listening. Who is that?
Yeah, my name is Sister Michelle.
Okay, God bless you, Sister Michelle. Thank God for you. Do you have a prayer request?
Yes, I do. I want to pray. I have a friend of mine who's going to be moving the end of the month. I'm going to pray for us to stay in contact, stay in touch, and also I applied for a job on yesterday, and I haven't heard anything back yet. I'm going to pray that I may hear back from that job that I applied for on yesterday. You don't mind.
Amen. Praise God. Someone's relocating and a job opportunity needs.
Yeah, he's moving at the end of the month. That's how he's moving. He's a good friend of mine. Say that we stay in touch.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We will definitely lift that up before God also on tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Anyone from the New Creation Church family?
Amen, Evangelist Paige.
God bless you, Evangelist. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Sister Linda.
Sister Linda, God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Evangelist Paige, can you pray and also lift up the job opportunity and the young man relocating?
His name is Jubilee. His name is Jubilee. His name is Jubilee. His last name is Jubilee.
Okay, Jubilee. Amen. Can you lift up Jubilee relocating along with the job opportunity?
Thanks.
Hallelujah. Yep. Thank you.
And Sister Linda, can you follow Evangelist Paige in prayer?
Yes.
Praise God. Evangelist, you can start.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. Lord, we lift your name tonight, Lord, and give you all the honor. Lord, we give you all praise, Lord God. All praise belongs to you, O God. Lord, we just thank you for your many blessings. Lord, we thank you how you kept us and protected us, O God, even for this very hour. Lord, we thank you, O God, for the prayers that has gone through, O God, for every prayer request, O God, for everyone that has been lifted up and for every circumstance and every situation, O God. Lord, we just come thanking you and praising you, O God. Lord, as the prayer has gone out, oh God, we ask that to go out throughout the universe, oh God, for those that are standing in need, oh God. Then, Lord, we lift up this Jubilee, oh God, the one that is seeking a job, oh God, and those, the one that is relocating, oh God. Lord, we know you're God that can open any door, oh God. And, Lord, we ask you to just bless us, Lord, just to take place, oh God. And, oh God, we ask you to let this be a blessing, oh God, that you will be glorified and that you will get all the honor and the praises. Lord, we ask you to let all things work smoothly, O God. And Lord, that it's a request for you, O God, that you will touch and make this work out, O God, for your glory. And, O God, may he be blessed, O God. And may he give you all the glory, Lord. Meet every need, O God. Let everything work out for him, O God. Let him be able to be comfortable, or them to be comfortable in that dwelling, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank and praise you for today, O God. And Lord, we ask you to look on that job application, O God. Lord, we ask you to pull it to the top of the heap, O God. Lord, that this job, O God, that is being lifted up before you, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that this job will be, Lord, given from you, O God. Handed down to this one, O God, that is seeking you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you can.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we do these things. We ask you, O God, because you know you're God that can do all and everything, Lord God. All power is in your hand. Lord God, what you have given us and those things that you have blessed to receive, O God, that is coming from you. And no man can supersede it, O God. No man can take it from you, Lord God. Let them be glorified in everything that they do on this job.
Yes,
Lord, let them stand out, O God. Give them wisdom and knowledge, O God. Firm favor, O God, in the name of Jesus. Make ways, O God. Open doors, O God. Let them be creative, O God. Touch them in a special way, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. Lord, we ask you to do all these things. Let them be a blessing, O God, in the place of work there, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we believe that you are the God that is able to do it and everything, oh God. Lord, you said, wait on the Lord, and he will just open up every door. Let him be the lead, oh God, in her life, and this one that is seeking this job, Lord. Let them to know that you are the God that opened this door, and this no one can take from it, Lord God. And let your Holy Spirit, Lord God, just shine forth from this one, Lord God. Let them be a blessing there on that job, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to do these things and be glorified in their life, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Make a special blessing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let us be drawn to your Holy Spirit in that one, Lord God, seeking you, O God, for all things and giving you the glory for all the praises, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now. We thank you, O God, for this job. We thank you for this moving and this new location. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we glorify you for it. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we speak of a new creation church, oh God. We thank you for our pastor, Lord, Pastor Simmons, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca, oh God. We praise you for all those that have sent in prayer requests, oh God. Lord, we ask you to continue to increase, oh God, in new creation, oh Lord God. We thank you for our coming together tonight. Lord, bless each and every one, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Meet every need. Lord, we thank you. Let the praises go forth, Lord, even as we close from here, Lord, as we continue to move on, oh God, knowing that you are a God of all blessings. And continue to bless us and guide and direct us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We give you the glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Glory to God.
Hallelujah, God.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory, I praise you even now.
Thank you. Hallelujah, God. Father God, in Jesus' name, God, hallelujah, God. First, we come with repentant spirit, God. Hallelujah. If we said or done anything that was unlike you, God. Hallelujah, God. We come and say we're sorry, God. We thank you, God, for giving us another chance to say we're sorry, God. Lord, we thank you, God. We come on the line tonight, God, to concentrate on you, God. It's all about you, God. Hallelujah, God. Lord, we come tonight, God, hallelujah, to forget about ourselves, God, but we gather here today, God, on the line, God, to say that we thank you, God. We thank you for life on today, God. We came on the line, God, with thanksgiving and praises in our heart, God. We came on the line tonight, God, to praise your name, God. We came on tonight to praise you and to give you the glory, God. We came tonight, God, to honor you, God. We came on tonight, God, to say how awesome you are in our life, God. We came on tonight, God, to say if you don't do another thing, God, you have done so much for us. You have been so good for us, God. We came on tonight, God, to say that we need you, Father. Hallelujah, God. We came tonight, God, to glorify your name, God. We came and gathered, God, hallelujah, God, to praise your name, God. Lord, we thank you, Jesus, God, for keeping our family, God. We thank you, God, for your blood that flows, God. We thank you for our home on today. We thank you for our home. We thank you for our family. We thank you for our life, God. We thank you, God, for vehicles, God. We thank you, God, for you, things that you give up. But what we really thank you, God, is for you, God. Hallelujah. For you stepping in our life, God. For you saving us, God. Hallelujah. For you sending your son, God. Hallelujah. To go to the cross, God. To die for us, God. Hallelujah. To save us of our sin, God. Hallelujah. That we might live and live again, God. Hallelujah, God. Lord, we thank you, God. We praise you, God. Hallelujah, God. We know that if we praise you, we love you, and we honor you, God, you will heal us, God. You will heal us. You will heal the land, God. You will take care of our situation, God. Hallelujah, God. So we need more of you, God. Hallelujah, God. More of you, God. Hallelujah, God. More of your power, God. More of your Holy Ghost, God. Hallelujah, God. Lord, we thank you, Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for the prayer line, God, that can reach state to state, God. Home to home, God. City to city, God, world to world, God, wherever in need, God, we thank you, God, for a prayer line, God. Hallelujah, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for healing your people, God. We thank you for healing their mind and their body and their soul right now, God. Hallelujah, God. We believe you and we trust your word, God. Hallelujah, that if we come to you and ask, God, hallelujah, God, if we ask, God, hallelujah, God, if we ask in your Son name, God. Hallelujah. It's already done, God. Hallelujah, God. So we're asking tonight in your Son name, God, for healing, God, for jobs, God. Hallelujah. For homes, God. Hallelujah, God. There is no famine in you, God. No sickness in God, God. Hallelujah, God. We know if we have you, we have it all, God. Hallelujah, God. You are our joy, God. You are our peace, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, I thank you
you on today, God. Hallelujah. My peace is in you, God. Hallelujah, God. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. I put you in situations, God. Hallelujah, God. And I've come out new, God. I've come out strong, God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for your miracle, God. Hallelujah. Your daily miracles, God. Hallelujah. The first miracle of today, you woke me up, God. Hallelujah, God. In my right mind, God. Hallelujah, God. I was able to move my hands and my feet, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, praise your name, God. Hallelujah, God. Lord,
yes.
We thank you for the miracle on the line, God. Hallelujah. We're all miracles because we're alive. We're a miracle on today, God. Lord, we thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. We came to praise your name, God. Hallelujah, God. It's all about you, God. Hallelujah, God. Lord, we worship you, God. Hallelujah, God. And everything, God. Hallelujah. And everything, God. We worship your name, God. Thank you. Thank you for being El Shaddai, God. Hallelujah,
yes.
God. Oh, God, you're sufficient, God. Huh? You're more than enough, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, I thank you, God. Lord, we do pray for the woman who lost her child, God. Hallelujah. She's grieving on tonight, God. But we know, God, there's not a problem on this earth that you can't heal, God. Hallelujah. And I know you can heal her heart, God. Hallelujah, God. Lord, I know you can comfort her, God. Hallelujah. Because you've done it for me, God. Hallelujah, God. Lord, I thank you, God. Hallelujah. We pray for the family that's bereaving on tonight, God. Hallelujah, God. Lord, we thank you, Jesus, God, that you gave us your word, that you are comforting, God. Hallelujah, God. So we pray for that family on tonight, God. We pray for the mother. We pray for the sister, the brother. We pray for the friends. We pray for the grandparents. We pray as a whole, God. Hallelujah. God, we pray for anyone that's bereaving at this time, God. Hallelujah, God. We pray, God, your comfort on this time, God. Your healing power to the heart, God. Hallelujah, God. Lord, we pray, God, that you would give understanding, God, where we don't understand, God. Hallelujah, God. We pray for your wisdom, God. Hallelujah, God. Lord, we thank you, Jesus, God. Lord, we know the enemy has lost again, God. Hallelujah, God, because we praise in your name, God. Hallelujah. We believe in your word, God. Hallelujah, God. Ah, God, you have lost.
Your word, Lord, yes.
Ah, God, the devil has lost again. He's lost again, God. Hallelujah, God. And God, we won, God. We have the victory in your name, God. Lord, we thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we praise your name. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Yes, God. Great is your mercy, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace, God. Hallelujah, God. Lord, we thank you that you're a loving God. You're a living God. Yes, God, we love you on tonight, God. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us first, God. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me first, God. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us all first, God. Hallelujah, God. Lord, I thank you. Oh, God, I thank you on tonight, God. Hallelujah, God. Where will we be without you, God? Hallelujah, God. Who will we be without you, God? Hallelujah, God. But I thank you, God, that you're stepped in, God. Hallelujah, and you saved us, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. There's not a problem that you can't fix, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Lord, I thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Lord, we thank you that you're omnipresent, God. Hallelujah, God. If we need a job, God, no matter what state you're in, God, we know that you're there, God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, God. We know where we go, God. You are with us, God. Hallelujah. So we take you, God. Hallelujah. And we praise you, God. Hallelujah. And we thank you for your blood, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus, God. We give it all over to you, God. Hallelujah, God. We give it all over to you, God. So on this prayer tonight, God, it's all in your hands, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. We believe you, God.
We believe you, God. We believe the victory. We believe the court, God. We believe the court, God. We believe the report, God. And the report has we won, God. We believe the report. We're healed, God. We believe the report, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus, God. We believe the report. Huh? Thank you.
Yes,
hallelujah,
Lord.
God.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lord, we thank you, God. Yes,
thank
God.
You.
We came tonight, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank
Lord.
You, Jesus. To consecrate on your power, to concentrate on you, God. Hallelujah,
yes.
And your mighty, mighty power, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, God.
Thank
Lord, we forget about ourselves, God. Hallelujah,
yes.
But we say how great you are, God. We forget about ourselves, God, and know we came out tonight
mm-hmm.
to praise you, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, God. We came out tonight just to thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. We thank you, Father. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your power. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for what you're going to do in our lives, God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for this moment, God. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank
hallelujah,
you.
God.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah,
God.
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
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 God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
How great thou art. How great thou art, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. We worship your name. We exalt you tonight. Hallelujah. We lift up your name. You said, if I be lifted up, you'll draw all men unto you. We lift up the name of Jesus, that name which is above every name. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess at the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we thank you for the name. We thank you that we pray with the authority of the name. We thank you that there's power in the name. There is healing in the name. There is deliverance in the name. So at the name, demons tremble. At the name, hallelujah, the sick are raised up. At the name of Jesus, hallelujah, graves are open. At the name of Jesus, the dead is raised. At the name of Jesus, yokes are being broke. At the name of Jesus, hallelujah, the prison doors are being opened. At the name of Jesus. So we thank you for the name. We are praying in the name tonight. We are honoring the name tonight. We are lifting up the name tonight. That name has power. That name has ability. That name has authority. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you for the name. We thank you for the name. We worship in the name. We magnify the name. We thank you for the name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, 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 Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, we got a few minutes left. We just want to take any. We're going to lift up that family once again. There's, what a tragic story. Young man home from college. And we're going to pray against that violence on our streets. We're going to pray against guns on our streets. We're going to pray against gang activity and crime. So, with these few minutes left, if there's any more prayer concerns or prayer requests,
definitely.
Request number one. Yes, go ahead. We're listening.
First. Yes, this is Emil Brown. Want to leave a prayer request for Sister Daniela and myself.
Okay. Amen. Sister Daniela and yourself, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's, what's
your
name?
What's
your
name again?
Emil Brown. I met with yourself and your wife, Sister Rebecca, and I know it's been a long time, and it's like we've been attacked, and I don't need to go into it. I don't care which way you could think of or even think of. We've been attacked on all levels, and we realize what we have to do. And we just ask God to keep us in prayer. We've been attacked through family try to divide us, people in certain churches try to divide us, and it's been crazy, just even far as maintaining.
Amen.
You know, I want to keep our Dale in prayer for guidance. I want to keep her in prayer for just being empowered, knowing that she can do all things through Christ who strengthens her. I am grateful that I'm working this summer, but you know, more importantly, I would like to see her being blessed and on her feet as well.
Amen.
It's been
We're going to pray for you. There's so much power on this line. We believe in the power of prayer and the prayer of faith.
I understand the power, yes.
Amen. I thank you for your diligence and your transparency in calling. So let us lift that up. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for Brother Mel right now and Sister Danielle, Lord. We pray right now for this couple, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know what they stand in the need of. You know, Father God, the war that they're facing. You know, in the name of Jesus, every demonic entity, every, Father God, demon on assignment against their lives in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. We come against every principality. We come against every governing spirit. We come against every stronghold. We come against every familiar spirit, Lord, that's trying to plague these young people's lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, make a way out of no way. Put a hedge around both of them in the name of Jesus. You said your word wants them to prosper and be in good health, even as their souls prosper. So, Lord, I thank you that they have the abundant life that you came for. You reminded us that the devil comes to steal and to kill and to destroy.
Right.
But, Jesus, you came that they might have life and have it to the fullest. So right now, Lord, I pray as they move forward by faith that you would root them and ground them in your word. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that no weapon formed against them will be able to prosper. I pray right now, Lord, that the joy of the Lord will always be their strength. I pray even though weeping may endure for a night, that they're going to have joy in the morning in the name of Jesus. Right now we speak by prayer that their latter days will be greater than their former days. We pray right now and we wish them success in every area of life in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, give them ability, give them authority, give them power from on high, give them dunamis, rashaba akatobo, rishale egobo, rashale hekabo oka. We pray right now, and we rebuke every devil. We pray right now, and we take authority, because you said whatever we bind on earth, it shall be bound in heaven. You said in your word, whatever we loose on earth, it shall be loosed in heaven. So right now, we loose them by your mercy. We loose them through your grace. And we seek favor over their lives in the name of Jesus concerning jobs and concerning housing, concerning education, concerning their health, concerning mental, spiritual needs in the name of Jesus. We seek divine favor over their lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, encourage them in the name of Jesus. We pray right now, Lord, that you edify their minds, that you increase them in every area of life in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, allow them to pray on a daily basis. Allow them to come together and pray. Allow them, in the name of Jesus, to find themselves in a church, Lord, a local body, believing in the name of Jesus and the power of God. So, Lord, we thank you that they got the victory. We believe right now by faith that they have the victory in every area of life. We believe even as this man of God has asked for prayer, Lord, that you continue to open doors for him as he is employed this summer. Lord, allow even the education and the degree that he got, allow the door to be open, Lord, for employment, gainful employment, Lord, increase in his life that he can meet every need for his family in the name of Jesus. Lord, open doors for him. Make the networks and the contacts, Lord, what he needs this season in the name of Jesus. And encourage Sister Daniela, Lord. Encourage her heart in the name of Jesus. Heal her mind. Heal her spirit. Heal her body. And heal everything from the past and the future. In the name of Jesus. Lord, give her peace in the middle of every storm. Let her know that you are through the valley in the shadow of death. You are with her. You're going to prepare a table in the presence of her enemies. Goodness and mercy, Lord, even as we are praying tonight, are following her all the days of her life. So we declare goodness over her. We declare mercy over her. We declare divine favor over her life in the name of Jesus. Lord, she's in need of a miracle. Lord, she needs a breakthrough. Lord, she needs manifestation. She needs to see your hand and your face in this season. She needs to be encouraged. So, Lord, right now, encourage her heart. Restore the joy. stir up the flame
yes,
of
Lord.
God in her
Lord.
Life. In the name of Jesus, bind up every demon on assignment against her life. Bind up every friend that don't mean her no good. Every
mm-hmm.
hater, in the name of Jesus.
Right.
Every enemy, every person trying to cover it, what she's trying to do in her life. In the name
That's
of
right.
Jesus, Lord, silence every witch, every warlock, every wagging
right.
tongue, every negative rumor, every lie
right.
from the pit of hell.
That's right.
Silence it right now.
Yes, Lord,
in the name of Jesus. And Lord, encourage this brother Amel. Encourage Sister Daniela. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, that family, that young man home from college, minister to that mother. Minister to those who were welcoming him home for the summer. Minister to him, Lord, during this tragic moment. One of our young men aspiring for higher education, being gunned down in the streets. And we pray
wow.
and come against a spirit of violence. We come against gang violence. We come against
yes,
homicide definitely. In the name of Jesus. We come against, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that spirit of violence with our young men and our young
That's
women.
Right.
We come against, in the name of Jesus, low self-esteem
mm-hmm.
and lack
That's
of
right.
education and literacy. We come against,
mm-hmm.
in the name of Jesus, anger. We come against anger. We come against dysfunction. We come against, in the name of Jesus, an evil spirit that's on our children. And, Lord, we say, loose them.
That's right.
Loose our children from the
That's
anger.
Right.
Loose them from the dysfunction right now in the name
right.
of Jesus. Loose them from a carnal way of thinking, a carnal mindset. Loose them from the bondage of this devil, of this world. Loose our young people, Lord, not to pick up guns and harm each other, not to drop out of high school. Loose them to get
mm-hmm.
education. Loose them to go and get gainful employment. Loose them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to become obedient in their young age. Loose our young people in the name
mm-hmm.
of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for Amel, Daniela, even that young woman who lost her child, and everybody on this prayer line. Lord, I thank you for those who called in and sounded out robbery, Lord. So, Lord, as we go down from this mountaintop experience and never from your presence, we thank you and we praise you and we worship you. In the name of Jesus, we pray this. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
thank
Jesus. Brother Amel, be encouraged. Be encouraged.
Yes, I will.
Yo, reach out to us, man of God. You know where we are. We're a phone
yes.
call away. So call us if you need us to talk to us. Amen?
Amen.
Tell the same thing to Sister Daniela. You guys are family.
Yes, I will. I always felt that way. And a lot of times the enemy wants to try to divide, but I understand now I'm still growing. I'm a baby like in Christ. You know,
Amen.
So I'm still learning, and I'm thankful that God never turned our backs on us. I'm thankful that I can still hear, you know, men and women on fire for God that come through like never before in prayer, because prayer does work.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful.
It's needed. It's needed. It's needed.
Yes, but that's a powerful thing you just said. Even being young in the Lord, you had the ability to pray and come to this prayer line. So trust me, brother.
Well,
God,
I was led by
that.
It, and I like what I heard, and I think that's needed. I think it's definitely needed. These
Amen.
Times we live in,
well, thank
and
you,
like
and
you mentioned
continue
about
to pray.
The family
We're
lost
every
son.
Tuesday night at 7:30 and continue to call in.
Yes, I will. Thank you.
God bless you, sir. And everyone,
God bless, likewise.
Family, amen. Thank you for all of those who called in the state of Florida, North Carolina, so many states are represented on these Tuesday nights, and we thank God for you. Amen. Go in peace and let us serve our God. Good night, everyone. God bless everyone.